from Denver with a three-man rush. Brady in the pocket, pumps once, throws. Pass will be deflected and almost intercepted by a diving Bradley Roby.
I think it's his heart, man. He calls the game. He studies the game, so he knows what you like to do. And in certain situations, man, he put us in, y'all got to cover. Like, he just, he make us cover, man. He's not scared to call certain calls at certain times of the game, and I think that's what make him really good.
It's been tremendous. I mean, you know, you look at his track record and how many times has Wade went to a organization, team, and real fast done things. You know, it tells you what type of teacher he is, and that's the whole group, the coaches as well. So, you know, I've known Wade for a long time, known his family, knew his dad, grew up under his dad as a kid, and for me to share this opportunity with him is really special. So I'm very proud of him, the job he's done, the career he's had. So I know he's really soaking up this week or these 2 weeks, really enjoying it.
They rush five this time. Brady in the pocket will be hit, and down he goes.
I don't understand the people that say, hey, this is our scheme and that guy can't play in it. A guy that can play and is a good player, but he can't play in our scheme. Well, to me, there's something wrong with your scheme. You adapt the scheme to what the players can do, not what you can think of. So we've always done it that way. That's a simple way of telling you how you play with the players you have and fit your scheme to what they can do.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. And, guys, there might not be a man on the Broncos staff with more personality than Wade Phillips. We saw it earlier on in the segment, Phil, with Aqib Talib and him dripping. But yes. What makes Wade so unique, and how is he able to connect to a generation of players that's quite a bit younger than he is?
Well, I mean, despite the age gap there, the guys really just are attracted to his personality. He's himself. He doesn't try to pretend to be somebody else. And I think that you've seen that all season long. We've seen him dancing in the locker room. They call him the dancing bear. And I think that the guys just really respect the fact that he is who he is. He doesn't try to be fake or anything like that. And the other thing is, he lets the players play to their strengths, and that's how he's designed the defense.
Not only does he not try to be somebody else, but he doesn't ask his players to be somebody else.
Yes.
He doesn't say, okay, this is my scheme. You have to conform to it if you're going to flourish in this defense. Instead, he looks at the players he has and says, how can I fit them and how can I maximize their talent? That's what really good coaches do. And that's, you know, some coaches get so locked in their scheme that they don't realize what kind of players they have. And, you know, Wade Phillips comes in and, you know, he inherits Brandon Marshall and Dane Trevathan. And there were a lot of questions in the last offseason as to whether they were scheme fits, which is poppycock. Those guys are just good players, and Wade Phillips was going to find a way to have them fit in his defense, even though that maybe they didn't fit the exact size, height, weight, speed, you know, mold that he had for inside linebackers. He realized what he had, maximized the scheme to their talents. And you see how brilliant they've been all year.
Well, and he's been in the league so long. He talked about it before we came out here to Santa Clara, that all the nose guards that he's had throughout his career and how they've all played these different techniques. So he really lets the players be who they are. This defense definitely has an edge, but the past 2 weeks we've heard nothing but respect for the Carolina Panthers.
Ton of respect for that football team. Shoot, they've won 17 games, and that's pretty darn good. 17 out of 18 is pretty good, and very well-rounded team, very fast physical defense. I don't think you get that combination too often, especially their linebackers. They got guys that can, they're physical, and they can run like the wind. So you usually get one or the other, but with them, you get everything, and but we love the challenge. We want to play the best, we want to beat the best.
And they're a great team, you know, so they got a lot of weapons, so you got to respect them. You know, this is a game about respect, and if you don't respect your opponent, you know, he'll earn that respect the hard way.
This team is loaded, and, you know, we definitely got our hands full. I think in this game, the team that doesn't turn the ball over is the team that's going to win.
You know, they can do it all. They can beat you in so many ways. Their defense creates a lot of turnovers. They, you know, they swarm the ball. They, you know, they run the ball well. Cam is throwing it well, so you know, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, they're a great team, which is why they only lost one game.
Oh yeah, great respect for them. Cam Newton's been most dangerous quarterback out there this season. Their defense has been a turnover machine, and so we got a definitely a tough task to overcome this weekend?
Great players. Keekly, smart player. He's like the quarterback on their defense. Josh Norman, very talented corner. So looking forward to competing against those guys.
They do a lot of good things. They run the ball well. You know, Cam has a strong arm, so he can fit it into different pockets. I think they're a very good offense.
They're an awesome team. I mean, that's where they're here in the Super Bowl right now, 17-1, only one. I'm going to say only lost one game. And the quarterback they have is one of one. You can't find a quarterback that can sit back in the pocket and throw the ball, but also can run just like a running back, have a lot of trick plays and a lot of other great players on their team, especially their defense too. You know, I'm always predicated on, you know, being the best defense. Their defense is good also, and so they're good all the way around. So, you know, you have to prepare well for that team.
And there's a lot of media availability this week, a lot of potential traps there, and we've heard nothing but respect, though, for the Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers, I think, have the respect, the utmost respect from the Broncos, the offense, the defense. Everybody on both sides of the ball for the Broncos have the utmost respect for the Panthers, offensive and defensive sides. So that brings me to my next point, Mace. DeMarcus Ware, he's a guy who's been talked about by the Broncos, by the Panthers, as somebody with a lot of respect. Why do you think these guys hold him in such high regard?
Well, a lot of reasons. Start with his on-field play. For a decade now, it's been impeccable, both with Dallas and here, but also just his presence. He's an intelligent guy in the locker room. We see that when we talk to him. Players see that every day. You know, he's spent his career as a guy who's generally done the right thing. He's in his 11th season, so he's been through some ups and downs. Players go to him for advice, and he's more than willing to dispense it. You know, Von Miller admired DeMarcus Ware from afar before Ware came to Denver, and, you know, their relationship has only deepened to the point where it's going to be kind of hard to imagine DeMarcus Ware or Von Miller without DeMarcus Ware at some point, even though they're separated by several years in age, and they're crossing over right now, but they're kind of from different eras. Tremendous person in the locker room, and, you know, guys are going to gravitate to him, but he also, I think, gravitates to other players as well, and is willing to give them that kind of advice. And that's the thing. You have to be willing to give it. You can't, you know, guys are going to come to you because of your experience, but you have to be willing to dispense it. And he is. That's why he's a phenomenal teammate.
DeMarcus Ware in his 11th season. This is his first Super Bowl, as Mace mentioned. The Broncos have talked all season long about playing for each other, playing for the next guy in the locker next to them. And I have to say, after hearing from Derek Wolfe, Malik Jackson, Von Miller, every one of these guys wants to win this Super Bowl for DeMarcus Ware to a fault.
I mean, after the career he's had and all the stuff, he's very, very deserving. This is the last thing on the checklist, you know. And I'm gonna go out there and put my back on the line for him.
DeMarcus, you know, there can't be enough said about him. You know, the kind of character that he has and the way he carries himself on and off the field. And you know, he's a great leader. And you know, he tries to help young players get better. And you know, anytime you ever need anything, he would help you. So that's the kind of guy you want to get a ring on his finger.
I always, you know, tell the guys it's a not for long league, and you don't know where your career is going to end up. But I've lived my life with people telling you what you can and can't do, and I sort of let that motivate me to do something a lot better or go to that next level and push me. And the Denver Broncos was my next stop. And you sort of use that, and they, you know, they tell you you're 31 or you're 32, you're getting old, you can't still rush the passer, so you let those things sort of motivate you.
Denver with a five-man rush. Luck steps away from edge pressure. DeMarcus Ware has him, and there's the first sack of Andrew Luck today.
To be able to see somebody like that work and how he works and be able to be a Pro Bowler consistently, I think that's really helped me a lot, because it's one of those things that not everybody gets that, and to be able to kind of go out there and talk to him like with things, because I work with him on third down, so to be able to talk to him on things and see what he sees and not only put me in better positions, but put him in better positions to help each other, I think that's truly a blessing, because you don't get that everywhere.
It's really nothing that's too big for DeMarcus. You talk about Mr. America, and you know, he has the sense too that, you know, he's been here before. It's a huge opportunity to go out here and take advantage of it, and you know, it's all great, but you know, the bottom line is we need to go out here and play great football And that's what's keeping everybody grounded.
It's easy to see why DeMarcus Ware has the respect of his teammates. He certainly has our respect on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and all of our social media outlets right now. We have a video. DeMarcus was kind enough to stop into our office last night to watch the Wade Phillips dripping video or interview with Aqib Tlaib. It seems like this entire show is revolving around that one video, but I feel like that's
that good.
Right. Well, it speaks to the fact that DeMarcus, I think, is taking everything in, taking all of these moments in, because he knows they come around so few and far between.
Yeah, it's almost like DeMarcus Ware doesn't realize that he is a super talent in the NFL. You know, it's almost like he doesn't know that he's potentially a future Hall of Famer. So DeMarcus Ware certainly having a major impact on this organization. And, guys, the players are off today. That's why DeMarcus was able to come by last night. And they'll be back to work tomorrow, bright and early. They have media availability at 8 a.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll have that all live streamed for you. And then, of course, we'll be right back here tomorrow at the same exact time with another edition of this show. But until then, that's going to do it for us. That's Andrew Mason. Thank you, Mace, for your all your intellect.
And my I'm surprised I didn't say get off my lawn at some point in the show because of the
you did throw a poppycock in.
Yeah, you got
I did.
That in there.
Balderdash.
There you go.
Just wait till I talk about the Josh Norman Odell Beckham kerfuffle or Donnybrook.
Man. Oh, yes. Oh, let me get my thesaurus out and we can talk. Matt? Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Thanks, Phil. Those live streams, though, make sure to check those out. Those are going to be cool tomorrow. We've been doing that all week. A cool new feature to DenverBroncos.com.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for us. That's been Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport.